Muhyiddin Salahuddin, a member of the political bureau of the Sudanese Congress Party who witnessed the incident, says a group of Sudanese police officers arrested Yusuf at the Sudanese Congress Party headquarters in Khartoum Lamarat neighborhood. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus via phone from Khartoum, Salahuddin says the police did not explain why they arrested Yusuf.
Security forces came in five vehicles and entered the party premises. We were having a meeting of the executive office of the FFC. They interrupted the meeting and arrested Khalid. Three vehicles drove him away and the other two remained at the entrance of the party premises and they asked everybody to leave.
Yusuf was among the dozens of civilian political leaders that were detained immediately after Sudan's October 25th military coup. Weeks later, they were released when former Sudanese Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok and military leader General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan announced they reached a political agreement. But Sudanese protesters immediately rejected the deal. Salahuddin condemned the arrest of his party leader and called for his immediate release. He says military leaders in Sudan want to terrify the country's civilian leaders so that they continue their hold on power.
It remains clear to us that the military doesn't want to see a civilian democratic transformation rule in Sudan. They have their own ambitions and hungry for power and for ruling this country again.
The official spokesperson of Forces for Freedom and Change Coalition, Wejdi Saleh, was also arrested last evening and taken to a unknown location. Saleh's wife, Jihan Abdul Wahab, confirmed to South Sudan in Focus that her husband has been arrested last evening. She says she does not know his whereabouts. Abdul Wahab says her family is worried about Saleh's health condition, even though this is not the first time he has been arrested.
This is not the first time for him to be arrested, and it is becoming part of our family life. The arrest will not break us down, but it will increase our morals towards our principles. We are confident that victory will come soon.
Abdul Wahab says Sudanese security forces should be responsible should her husband experience any health complications during his detention. She called on human rights groups to intervene and stop what she called systematic attacks on the civilian democratic transformation in Sudan.
We appeal to the rights organizations that they should intervene and stop the ongoing arbitrary arrests in Sudan. We want to see an end to the continued killings and attacks on the peaceful protesters and all other violations of human rights.
Some foreign diplomatic missions in Sudan have expressed concerns over the incident. On her official Twitter account, U.S. Church of Affairs to Sudan Lucy Tamlin says arbitrary arrest and detention of political figures, civil society activists, and journalists undermine efforts to resolve Sudan's political crisis. The Norwegian ambassador to Khartoum, Therese Loken Gazelle, said in a tweet, "The arrest of politicians and civilians in Sudan will not restore the transition back on track. We call for the immediate release of all the detainees." Pro-democracy protesters have continued to reject the October 25th military coup and are demanding the establishment of a civilian-led government in Sudan. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.